Hi, this is Robert from Solar Landscaping. Hello?
Hi, Robert. This is Eric over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thank you so much for asking, by the way. This is Eric over at Local Splash, Robert. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for the business. It's usually the owner that handles that. Is that you by chance?
Yeah, I handle all my own stuff.
Your online presence? Okay. And Robert,
here's a pretty funny thing. I'm talking to you on a flip phone.
Okay.
I don't have Wi-Fi, and I kind of like to keep myself offline. I joined Angie's Leads. That's about the only online thing that I use. They gave me a really good deal. So,
how long have you been working with them now, Robert?
About a week.
Okay. So, Robert, Angie's, Home Advisor, Yelp, Thumbtack, Townsquare, all of these are third-party companies. What they're actually doing is reselling you the leads from Google, right? So they're serving as a middleman, I guess you can pretty much say. So they're using the money that you're paying them, right? They're paying Google directly to create an online listing on there where the client sees that they type in the keyword or the service they're looking for. And the very first thing that they're going to get, Robert, is, and no matter what they type, they're going to get the local map section. You've seen that, right? When you put in the keyword, right, for the service you're looking for, you're going to get a local map that shows up. There's a bunch of red dots inside of it. Next to it, you can see the list of businesses listed.
Yeah.
You've seen that before. Okay,
same
so that's
thing,
the local.
Yeah, same thing when you look up a McDonald's or a Subway.
Exactly, exactly. So you'll get the local map section first, and underneath that, Robert, you're going to get Home Advisor, Angie's, Yelp, Thumbtack, Townsquare. But the very first thing that the client sees is the local map section. So we actually just had a position open up on the first page for your category, Robert. That's specifically why I'm calling you here today. Now, let me ask you this. Are you and your company in a position, Robert, where you could take on more business at this time? Can you handle more clients? Is that why you're using Angie's?
Yeah, so here's the situation. I'm sitting at about 30 to 40 loans, and my goal is 100. Now,
okay.
That predicates, you know, I average about 30 to 35 loans a day. That gives me, you know, 2 to 3 days of cutting the 100 loans. So after that, I, you know, will no longer need any type of advertising.
Right, you're
because that's what I want to get at. Now, as of right now, you know, it's not lawns every day, but it's, you know, mulch or yard cleanups or small retaining wall or, you know, just kind of the odds and ends of landscaping. It's kind of what I'm doing right now, and it's pretty, you know, good as of right now. But the, you know, I'm always looking to add to my lawn care list. Now, here's the, you know, I guess I could tell you one of the issues I am having with, you know, Angie's Leads is
okay. What's going on?
The non reoccurring lawn mowing work. So it seems to be a lot of like one off jobs where it's like their yard got a little out of hand and they need somebody to tame it for them once and then that's it. And I'm not in business to do one off jobs. I'm a reoccurring maintenance company. So that is the one complaint I do have with Angie. Now, I don't know if you have something in your algorithm or program or AI. I don't understand any of that stuff. Like I said, I'm talking to you on a flip phone.
Right.
So I'm not too interested in technology. I hate the internet. But if it can help me get to 100, you know, I'll, you know, bite the bullet for however long it takes me to get to the 100, but I will be very, very, very upfront with you. As soon as I hit my 100, I'm taking my entire online presence off. Like, it is
right.
You're not going to know what solar landscape is.
I hear you. And Robert, let me ask you this. I know that you said that you're looking to hit, you know, that 100 mark. Now, does that include commercial as well? Right, so for example, if you get some apartment complexes, some condominiums, right, for you to do the maintenance on these lawns, I'm sure that's something that you're also willing to take on, residential and commercial, or are you just looking to handle residential work?
No, so I'm definitely interested in the commercial section. Now, where I do work, you know, I'm pretty astute. I drive around my area. I don't really do the online thing. So, like, I'm boots on the ground kind of guy. And I only work in a short amount of zip codes, because, you know, I'm trying to keep my driving down, and I live in this area, born and raised. I'm bringing a new, like, I guess you could say, style of landscaping where, you know, it's called solar landscaping because we use solar panels to charge our electric equipment. So all in,
that's awesome,
all
Robert.
It is using the same energy that grows the grass to cut it.
Awesome. I love that concept, brother. I hear you.
Yeah, trying to be the first one. So it's, and you know, if I could eventually, you know, get to the point where I'm fully
right.
solar powered and cut 100 properties with solar energy, I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
And hey, Robert, I'm going to be straight up with you, man. That's awesome advertising as well, because you, all companies are going to say, oh, you know, why, they're going to be asking their clients, why with us? Because we're the best. And anybody can say that they're the best, Robert. But if you say, you know, why us? Because we're different. And you're actually, you know, that's the first time I ever heard of anybody using equipment that's solar powered, right? Because
yes, sir.
Something different. But I love that concept, though, Robert. Now, you did say something about a certain mileage that within the area that you're covering. So how far would you be willing to travel, Robert, for a new client?
I actually have a list here of like the zip codes that I gave on the Angie's lead. So I can definitely get that to you. My secretary slash girlfriend's grabbing that for you.
Perfect. And
mainly like the east. I don't know. You're calling me on a 412 number. I don't know if you're from Pittsburgh, but, if you are, I don't know if you know where, like, Morningside's at.
So you're more focused on the east side?
Yeah.
So what
so
direction
you are
specifically?
From Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And, Robert, you did say that, you know, you're not big on the internet, so it would be safe to assume you don't have a website, right? Or do you have that?
No, and I don't really want a website.
Okay. Got it. And how long
have you Facebook page that, you know, if they want, they can kind of go to that. It's landscape and it's not, you know, interior designing. It's
right.
kind of, I don't know what the word is, but it's, you know, not too complicated, especially once, you know, I have a client. It's not, I see them every single week, so
right.
they don't, like, it's not like I have to talk to them on, you know, Facebook or texting. I don't really do none of that with my clients. I just call them when I need something. They call me when they need something. And, I'm so close to all my clients, like in terms of proximity, that I can get to them very quickly.
Okay.
So it really does help.
And Robert, how long have you been in business
it.
Now? Is this a new company?
You know, I had the idea back in 22 and technically started the LLC, but I didn't start, like, fully going on into business till this year. So this is year one. That is the other thing. Like, I get it looks better when you put up that I have been in business for 3 years. But Angie's lead put up that I've been in business for 3 years, and I don't really like that.
Right.
And I can't change it. So I got to wait till... I guess Tuesday to call my rep and tell them, hey, look, take 3 years off of this shit, because I know this is year one. This is,
right.
like, you know, there's a, you know, reason why I don't want me to people think that I got 3 years in at this. You know, I got a lot of years of experience, but that's not, you know, in business. So.
And
but
Robert,
I got this list.
Are you the sole owner to the company, or are you, I know you did say that your wife also helps you run the business. Now, is she a partner, or are you the sole owner?
I'm the sole owner.
Okay. Now, Robert, being that this is an exclusive listing that we do want to fill today, I mean, I'm sure you can see the value in having your business on the first page of Google and having your customers call you directly instead of you paying per lead, right, Robert? Because when you're working directly with Google, it's a month-to-month, it's a fixed rate that does not change. okay? And there's no contracts here. So, Robert, that's why I'm asking. You can see the value in our service, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, Robert, you're going to be a great candidate for this. Let me go ahead and pull up the details on this listing as well as the pricing and any questions that you have. I want to get them addressed. But, Robert, I mean, I'm pretty certain that if we can make this service affordable for you, put you up on Google, provide you with some exclusive leads, and help you get to your goal, which is hit that 100-yard mark, I mean, I'm sure this is something that you'd be interested in looking into. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Robert, while me now, and you were at... Go ahead.
Now, I'm not going to lie with you. One of you guys have already contacted me.
Uh-huh.
And I... You know, I have an idea of what it is, but I'm interested in hearing what you have to say.
Perfect. And that's actually what I was going to bring up, Robert. You know, while me and you were having this conversation, I actually sent a message to my pricing director. His name's David. He has better access to the prices than I do. But, you know, we just didn't want to give you the price. We also want to explain to you what our services include. And if you like what you hear, Robert, we can go from there. Does that sound fair enough to you?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be... very upfront with you. I don't make any impulse purchases, even if it's a right now type of deal. I'm a businessman. I take
right.
about a month to purchase almost anything. I mean, my hand pruners that I prune, you know, just little bits of hands with that I don't use that much, took me about 60 days to find the one that I want. And I'm not joking with you. So,
and
this
Robert,
is not going to be done today. I will be very upfront about that. And I would also, hopefully, if you want to work with me, you can contact Angie's themselves. They had the wait almost a little over 4 weeks for me to sign up with them.
Right.
Because I think everything very, very, very diligently through. And I do not like online to begin with.
Right.
I have a good bit of door hangers, the yard signs, and flyers that I am very involved in my community. You have to remember, I grew up here. This isn't, you know, I'm not sending out crews to do the work for me. It's me showing up. I don't have anybody else. I'm not in no... serious rush for anything.
Right.
I am very low overhead. I'm very low everything. So, you know, if you're going to hit me with a number that's more than I pay for my garage and rent, you know, we're going to have an issue because it doesn't add as much value as that garage because that garage is where I run my business out. So, you know, you got to understand I'm not a big spending guy. I'm running a business off of the sun. I mean, I'm not in, and I use all very, you know, very due diligence with my vehicles, in terms of I buy only very reliable, used, old vehicles, do all the work myself kind of thing. And, I'm not, you know, in no rush to buy anything. And whatever number you hit me with, even if you hit me with $50 a month, I'm probably still going to think of it. Unless, man, if you hit me with $50 a month, I might sign up for that. But I know
and,
it's not going to be that. But
and Robert,
you know
that the last thing that I want to do here is be taking up your time, but is this something that you'd really be interested in? I mean, if we could help you save some money from what you're currently spending with Angie's, put you up on that first page, have these calls going directly to you instead of you paying per lead, right? And get, and because I know you said that one of the major problems is you're getting a lot of these jobs that you don't want with Angie's, right? So if we could help you out with that, I'm sure this is something that you'd be interested in trying out today. Am I right?
So let me, do you want to know what I'm paying with Angie's so you can be comparable? I'll be very upfront with you.
Go ahead, Robert.
All right, so they gave me a program. I pay $750. So they waive the $300 yearly fee.
Mm-hmm.
And they give me $1,500 in credit. Now, we'll say an average serviceable, you know, lawn care. One that, you know, I secured off of them. Cost me about, you know, $13, I think, $14. Out of that $1,500. So, if I do that math correctly, I should be on pace to hit my 100 goal just off Angie's leads if I just accept these types of lawns, which they're the only types of lawns that I really want to accept. I'm not set up to do, you know, acres of lawns. I'm set up to do small lawns, in and out quick, and I'm able to get in tight spaces because of my vehicles.
And
trailer, I'm very efficient in that aspect. So because of that, even if this did take me a year to get to that, I'm already paid up and I can get to this 100. You understand? Like, it is very easy for me in the next 52 weeks, based on the amount of lawns I got on week one, I will hit my goal. And I've already paid my $750.
And Robert, I actually have my pricing director on the line. His name's David. Okay. So we wanted to give you the price, but we also want to elaborate a little bit more on what our services include. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Robert.
How are you doing today? What's up, David? I'm doing pretty good. How are you?